Welcome back to Real Stories. Just a quick heads up that this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Buddy Blake before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today, we're hanging out with Buddy Blake to talk about something that's been happening in Wilmington, North Carolina. Why people are actually moving there for jobs.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm really glad we're talking about this because it's such a cool time to be watching what's happening in Wilmington. You know, people think of North Carolina, and maybe they think of the mountains or the Outer Banks. But Wilmington's becoming this real hub for job seekers, and there's some really interesting reasons why.
Okay. So let me ask you this. What's actually changed? Like, has Wilmington always had job opportunities, or is this something new that's happening?
That's a great question. So Wilmington's had a solid job market for a while, especially with the film industry and some healthcare and tech presence. But what's really shifted is the diversity of employers moving in and the quality of those positions. You're seeing companies relocate here or open new offices because of the cost of living, the talent pool, and honestly, the quality of life. People are realizing they can make good money, work for serious companies, and actually afford to live here, which is not true in a lot of other places right now.
Oh, wow. So it's like the perfect storm of things coming together. You've got employers saying, hey, we can set up here. And then workers are like, oh, I can actually afford a house here. That's huge. What kind of industries are we talking about?
Yeah, exactly. So you've got tech companies, financial services, healthcare, logistics. It's pretty diverse. The film industry is still huge, which people don't realize is a massive employer. But beyond that, you're seeing remote-friendly companies establishing regional hubs here. And here's the thing that gets me excited. When you have that kind of employment diversity, it stabilizes the local economy. It's not dependent on one industry.
So that's smart for the city's future too, right? Like, you're not vulnerable if one sector takes a hit. And I imagine this is also affecting the real estate market pretty significantly.
Oh, absolutely. When you get an influx of professionals moving for jobs, especially mid-career folks with decent salaries, it changes everything about the housing market. You're seeing property values climb, new developments, and people actually competing for homes. It's creating this momentum. We actually just covered how remote work is reshaping suburban growth in Wilmington. You can find that in the show notes if you want the deeper dive on how that's all connected.
That's really cool. So for someone thinking about relocating to Wilmington for a job, what should they actually be thinking about beyond just, oh, there's a job there?
You know what I think is so important? People need to think about the total picture. Yeah, the job's great, but you also want to understand the cost of living, what the neighborhood's really like, and whether you're going to build equity if you're buying a home. And honestly, some of our posts on capital gains tax exclusions and home equity strategies, they're really relevant here because if you're relocating and buying a home, you need to understand the financial side of that decision. We've got resources on that in the show notes, too.
Right. So it's not just about the paycheck. It's about the whole financial picture of what you're walking into. I really like that perspective. So from what you're seeing, is this trend going to keep going?
I think it absolutely will, as long as Wilmington keeps attracting quality employers and keeps its quality of life intact. The thing is, once you get that momentum, good jobs, affordable housing, nice community, more people want to move there, which attracts more businesses. It's a positive cycle. But it does mean that people who are thinking about it probably shouldn't wait too long, you know? The window for finding deals is probably not going to be open forever.
That's really smart advice. Well, buddy, this has been fantastic. Thanks so much for breaking down what's really driving this shift in Wilmington. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun talking about it. If anybody's thinking about making a move, just do your homework and feel free to reach out. We're always happy to help people figure out if a relocation makes sense for them.